We've gone through most of our candidates now. We haven't gone through Martin McGuinness, though he got a lot of coverage on the programme.
Oh, yeah, listen, there's something about Martin McGuinness. Am I out of order? Yeah, yeah. Well, it seems to me, I may be wrong, that the Sunday Independent is having an anti-Martin McGuinness day today.
Surprise, surprise, yes.
And there, I mean, there are little stories in it now that, you know, they're not directly against McGuinness, but there's one at the bottom of the front page, or no, where is it now? I'll find it in a minute. Anyhow, about Owen Harris, this is on page 5 by Niamh Horan, that Owen Harris apparently got a death threat after he wrote a piece about McGuinness, saying that giving 10 reasons not to vote for him. And then the article goes on to talk about how another reporter was sort of jostled and sort of looked threateningly at by members of Sinn Féin. So it's a story basically saying bad things about McGuinness. And then we have Charlie Flanagan on page 12 writing all about the Ewart Biggs assassination and the murder of Garda Clerken way back in the late 70s. So, you know, there's a lot of anti-McGuinness stuff today.
Right, yeah, but it's only appearing in the Sun Independent. I don't think the other papers seem to be having a go at Sinn Féin. I mean, you know, if you go back to that period in 1993, 94, when the Hume Adams talks were taking place, the Sun Independent tore into John Hume's. And I mean, in theory, if the Sun Independent had its way, there would be no peace process at all. It's just a blatantly anti-Sinn Féin paper. But, you know, you don't have to be an Einstein to realise that there is a deliberate agenda in the Sunday Independent.
Well, certainly they have written quite a number of articles against him. I know, and Harris has never for one second concealed the fact that he doesn't want Martin McGuinness to win. Welcome back to the programme now. Owen Harris, good afternoon to you.
Good morning, Marion.
This thing about death threats. Yeah. The deputy editor of the Sunday Indo was on to say that there was that this arose from something that you had written from the Evening Herald. Can you explain the background?
Well, I really called to complain about the poisonous implication by Gemma Hussey. The context and the way she said it and the spin on it was that myself and Ronan Quinlan were kind of almost had made this up, or there was part of the Sunday Independent agenda against McGuinness. The fact of life is that I didn't even know there was a death threat until two Gardaí presented themselves at my front door. And it's not something to be belittled. The call had gone into the Sunday Independent. I get crank calls all the time. But this call was of such a nature and so serious that Stour Street Garda Station took it seriously and sent police out to me from Blackrock Garda Station. So I don't think I find it incredible that a former minister would kind of put it into a cheap political agenda. Secondly, Ronan Quinlan was not casually looked at, as Gemma Hussey put it, or looked sideways at. It's almost an implication he was looked sideways at. He was subject to a very severe roughing up, which he played down in his report. And all I want to say is, I think given the follow-up contributor who said that the Sunday Independent was like a loan in the media, well, that's to our credit in criticising McGuinness. I think it's incredible that a man on whose watch, Martin McGuinness, 7 members of the Irish Security Forces, 7 Gardaí and a soldier, that 5 women were widowed and 19 children were left fatherless. I think it's despicable that the rest of the Irish media has not subjected Martin McGuinness to the scrutiny. And I think it's despicable of Gemma Hussey, as a former government minister, drawing a fat pension to sit there and not stand the line for the security of the state and not support the Sunday Independent to scrutinise McGuinness.
Okay, well, can I go to Gemma Hussey on that now?
To belittle me and to play that down. How dare she?
Okay.
Well, Owen, I'm absolutely horrified that you should be upset at this, and I have to tell you that certainly was not any intention of mine.
Gemma, can I just
to belittle
you? Will you let her finish?
Let me finish, Owen.
Oh, let her finish first.
Finish.
Owen, now listen, you've got a very good, very strong, very loud voice, but you cannot do that. I insist that she, that Gemma gets... I just insist, and then I will come back to you.
Right.
And then I will come back to you.
I want to apologise to you, Owen, if you've been upset by anything, any inference you got from anything I said. And you probably know, I certainly carry no brief at all for Martin McGuinness. And it was purely remarks made in the context of, did the Sunday Independent in general have an agenda this week? But if you have been upset or taken any inference that I didn't mean, I'm extremely sorry, Owen.
Well, I'm very happy to hear that, Gemma, because I would have expected like a lot more of you. But it wasn't just me, and you should actually look maybe listen to what you said, because I've been just getting calls since for Fine Gael people are expressing shock and surprise that they got the clear implication that you were saying that myself and Ronan Quinlan made this up. Now, I'm used to crank calls from IRA people. I don't make anything of them. There was a coffin put at my front door a couple of years ago when I said Jerry McCabe's killer shouldn't be released so early. They put a coffin leaning against my front door. My house has been picketed. I wouldn't make anything of this, except when two cops arrive in your door and tell you that, like, it is not a pleasant thing to happen. And therefore, and I know that Ronan Quinlan was subjected to quite a bad roughing up, and he didn't like it at all, and he made little of it. And so if the implication was that we were kind of making something of the, or making this part of a political agenda, it was wrong. And secondly, I want to say to whoever the contributor was, the Ken Murray, that said that, you know, if the Sunday Independent attacked John Hume brought in Hume, started Hume Adams, brought Gerry Adams and Martin McGuinness into this peace process. He doesn't know, and I don't know, what the end result of this is going to be. We don't know what the consequences of bringing Sinn Féin IRA to the peace process and making them part of it. Remember that every other previous Irish government, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, crushed the IRA, refused to treat with them. Cosgrave, De Valera, Fitzgerald, none of them dealt with the IRA. And we don't know yet what the results is of it is. But I think it's a very serious matter that a former chief of staff of the IRA is running for the presidency, that so many people seems so willing to accept them at face value. I don't know what Sinn Féin's long-term motives are, and neither does anybody else in this panel.
Okay, well, what they state, and I presume as the political willing, etc., is they do want a united Ireland, and presumably they do want to be electorally successful in this part of the country, which they did to a very large extent, well, to a very considerable extent at the last general election. Do you want to come back on that?
Well, I just want to say that had the Sunday Independent had its way in late 1993, the Hume-Adams talks would not have continued. Had they not continued, there would have been no IRA ceasefire in 1994, and we could still be at war. John Hume is to be praised.
That is not what happened at all. The Sunday Independent did not oppose the Hume-Adams.
Oh, yes, it did. Yes, it did.
You're repeating that Sinn Féin propaganda.
It's not Sinn Féin propaganda. I'm not a Shinner. I'm no way. I worked in the North, and I saw the damage that Sinn Féin did.
What it did was, it scrutinised severely. John Hume gave us references for the IRA. Here was an armed organisation that shot Irish Guard.
Yeah, we know
police,
that. We know
and
that,
it set out to subvert this state as well as the northern state. And it was telling us that it was okay, and John Hume was giving them references.
Listen, Owen, there is no question. What? There is no question but that the Sunday Independent made it very clear at the time, and did so with pride, that they didn't agree with the Hume Adams talks. That's a fact.
Absolutely.
The Sunday Independent said,
which it is perfectly entitled to do.
No. The Sunday Independent did not actually take up that. Eamon Dunphy certainly took up that position.
Yes.
But the Sunday Independent's position was that we should view Hume Adams with the utmost scepticism and scrutiny. There's a big difference between scrutinising the references with John Hume. John Hume was really saying to us, trust this armed military organisation, which really was killing, set out to subvert your state before. Trust them now at face value. The thing is, Marion, is this. The difference between me and a lot of people in this country, I don't actually take Sinn Féin IRA's statements of what they want at face value.
Yeah, the Hume Adams initiative worked because the IRA called a ceasefire in 94 and people are not being killed
anymore. Can I just
say
to you, we are not going to revisit the whole ins and outs of Hume Adams and what might or mightn't and who could or couldn't. But anyway, Owen, you have clarified your point about the fact that...
I'm very glad I got a chance to do that and that I heard Jim and I accept what she said and I'm glad to accept it. And
no more, by the way, so I'm moving on. Okay, thank you. Thank you very, very much indeed. And before we...